Hello there, my name is Demi Michelle Schwartz, and I'm one of the authors in Fairy Tales, Folklore, and Fables Reimagined. First, I want to thank you so much for donating to the Kickstarter. Your support means so much, and as a personal thank you, I'm going to give you an exclusive first glimpse into my story, Dabria Shadows, and Enchanted Tales and Twisted Lore, Volume 1. When I saw the call for this anthology, I knew right away I wanted to write a story. I've always loved fairy tales ever since I was little, and I prefer the darker ones. I've never been a huge fan of the Disney princess movies, but if you've read the originals of those, they are dark. And I tend to prefer the Brothers Grimm stories, and I also really enjoy a lot of Hans Christian Andersen's as well. When I was doing reflecting on what story I wanted to reimagine for the anthology, my first thought was to do a crossover reimagining of Little Red Riding Hood and Hansel and Gretel, because those were my two favorites growing up and I still really love those a lot. But I decided instead to read some of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales I wasn't familiar with. I spent a lot of time reading those, and I discovered one called Death's Messengers, which is a lesser-known fairy tale. As soon as I read it, I knew this is the one I wanted to do. If you're not familiar with the original fairy tale, it's pretty short. In a nutshell, a young man helps Death, and as a thank you, Death tells him he'll send his messengers to warn him before he comes himself. During the story, the young man has close calls with dying, and at the end of the story, you discover that the messengers Death sent were actually metaphorical, and all the close calls with Death the young man had were those messengers. And at the end, the young man goes off with Death because his time to go has come. Because it was so short, it gave me a lot of room to reimagine the story, which I'll get to soon, but I wanted to share that the main reason why I was drawn to this story in particular is because I've always been fascinated by stories that have a death character of sorts and personifying the idea of death. And there are a lot in fairy tales and folklore and different mythologies as well. One of the stories I love so much that I read growing up was in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. There's a fairy tale in there called The Tale of the Three Brothers, and there's a death character. So there are a lot of different approaches to this, and I thought it would be really fun to take this fairy tale as the foundation and craft my own story. The main character of the story is Dabria. She's not Death, but an immortal reaper. Even though Death isn't on the page, he's very much present, because he's the dark god and leader of the Reapers. Every century, the Reapers change locations, and during the story, Dabria happens to be in Alaska. So the setting is very wintry, and I loved writing all the sensory details and imagery. 2,000 years ago, in Imperial Rome, Dabria fell in love with a mortal, who she was forced to put to rest when he fell ill. The Reaper Code says that Reapers are not allowed to fall in love with mortals. Because Dabria did so, she believes the dark god, Death, is punishing her by making her relive her grief for him over and over and over again. At the start of the story, Dabria glimpses a young man who appears to look identical to her former love, and she believes that since it's a 2,000-year anniversary of his passing, that Death is torturing her with his appearance. So I'm not going to share more on this because this is basically the big catalyst for the story, and it gets very interesting from there. So you'll just have to read on to find out when you get the book. But I want to tell you all about Dabria's fabulous shadows, who are the real main characters in the story, if you ask me. Okay, the shadows. Dabria's shadows, which is the title of the story because, like I said, they are the real main characters. In the original fairy tale, like I said, the messengers were metaphorical, but I decided to take that a step further and make the messengers in my story manifestations of causes of death in the form of shadows. Each shadow has a name in Latin that is related to its cause of death. The shadows are also invisible to mortals, have different personalities, and speak to Dabria in her mind in Latin. They are so much fun. They definitely have a dark side, but they're very, very fun. And even though they are Davria's messengers, they are also her companions because they've traveled the world with her for millennia, very, very long time. Basically, since the dawn of time, they've been her companions. And as a result of this, she has different relationships with each of them, and one in particular she cannot stand. And you will get to meet them when you read the story, but when I read the little snippet I'm going to read in a couple minutes, you will get to get an introduction to one of the shadows. So I really hope you love the shadows. They were a delight to write. And I want to do more with them. This story is hands down my favorite story I've written. And I do have plans to possibly write more in the future. I would love to turn this story into a novel or at least a novella at some point. But we'll see what happens. But I just love Davria and her shadows, and I feel like I just barely scratched the surface of this world with the Dark God and the shadows and the Reaper Code and everything, and I really want to develop this further. The last thing I wanted to share before I read the opening paragraphs for you is that I loved bringing a romance element to the story. The original fairy tale is not a love story, but when I think of fairy tales, I think of romance and happily ever afters, and so I wanted to bring that into this reimagining. And so the story is basically a new adult dark romantasy, and I genuinely loved writing the story so much, and when you read it, I hope you enjoy it. And now I'm going to read the opening paragraphs of Davria Shadows. Davria wanders down treacherous streets after a long day of granting Alaskans passage into the afterlife. Ice and snow crunch under her boots, and brisk wind bites her cheeks. If she has to finalize one more winter-related death, she'll attempt digging her own grave. Skiing tragedies, sledding accidents, hypothermia, and on. These people need to learn how to stay indoors. While the aurora borealis illuminates the sky with green lights, Davria takes the left street at the next crossroads to head to the cemetery for the night. She pauses when a figure with blonde hair catches her attention out of the corner of her eye. The back of her neck prickles. Hardly daring to breathe, she turns her head. But no one is there. "Domina Davria," a quivering voice says in her mind. Sighing, she spins around to find Congelatio floating behind her. The shadow of hypothermia wavers like they're shivering and sends black glitter raining on the frosty street. So, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed getting a glimpse into my story, Davria's Shadows, an Enchanted Tales and Twisted Lore, Fairy Tales, Folklore, and Fables Reimagined. I hope you love the story, and also be sure to check out my author essay to learn even more about my inspiration for this story. Thank you so much for listening to this audio commentary, and happy reading.